though the Michigan Senate may have delayed the expansion of Medicaid until likely the spring, the fast-approaching date of October 1st still looms large. That's when the new health insurance marketplaces, one of the key components of the Affordable Care Act, will open for enrollment. Enroll America is a nonprofit organization that's undertaking a massive effort in at least 10 states to help people navigate the new health insurance landscape. One of those 10 is Michigan, and I'm joined now by Enroll America's State Director, Erin Knott.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to Current State,
Thank
Erin.
You for having me.
Your effort is all across the country, and you're focusing on about 10 states, or what?
That's correct. Enroll America has field staff on the ground in 10 states across the country, but we have staff supported from D.C. that are working with partners such as the NAACP, La Raza, and other national groups working in the states where we don't actually have field staff.
Okay. We'll take a look, ask you a little bit more about that here coming up. But let's focus on October 1st, first of all, the state health insurance marketplace opens enrollment. What exactly does that mean?
What that means is, for the first time in history, consumers across the country, but across in Michigan, will have an opportunity to either online or in person or on the phone look at a health insurance plan that meets their individual's need as well as their budget. These plans all across the board will have the basics, including doctor's visits, prescription drug coverage, emergency room services, paternity care, mental health services. But what's really exciting is that for the first time in history, nobody will ever again be discriminated against because they have a pre-existing condition. And that's the message that we're trying to get out to consumers across the state.
How many options will there be? I mean, people going online midnight October 1st or whenever it is, how difficult will this landscape be to navigate?
Well, that's a good question. The plans and the prices won't be available until October 1st. But what our mission at Enroll America is to let people know that this is happening and to provide them with resources where to go on October 1st, whether it's meeting with a navigator or a certified counselor, signing up on our webpage at getcoveredamerica.org to learn more information. Our job is to, one, educate people that this is happening and then get them to commit to actually taking a look at the plans when they are available.
Okay, so is most of the work going to be done online for people then?
Not necessarily. Again, people will have the three choices: to actually meet with somebody at a health center possibly, to make a phone call, or to go online. So if you don't have a computer and you're not computer savvy, there are options for you as well.
With Enroll America, with your organization?
We don't do any enrolling. We try to guide people where they need to go and how to find the resources that will be made available on October 1st.
Okay. Will there be interviews? Do you make interviews or doctor's appointments possible, that kind of thing?
No, we don't do that. We have a field staff right now that is utilizing a number of tactics to raise awareness about what's going on. And again, our primary purpose is threefold. One is to engage and educate consumers. Two is to mobilize them, actually turn them out, you know, to enroll once the marketplace opens. And then three is to work with the partners that we've been, you know, collaborating with thus far to make sure that what we're doing is effective, that we're actually getting people, you know, informed and then taking that next step to take a look at what the marketplace will have to offer.
There are subsidies involved here. Can you tell us a little bit about how those work?
Sure. And again, that information will be more available when the marketplace opens. But we know that anyone making upwards of 400% of the federal poverty limit will qualify for some sort of subsidy. And right now, the best estimate or calculator that exists is through the Kaiser Family Foundation. And you can go to their website and get some preliminary estimates of what kind of subsidy would be available for you or your family when you enroll. And again, more information will be available once the marketplace does open.
Is it going to be midnight? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
How will the delay in funding here that's been at the top of the news here in Michigan lately, how will that impact low-income Michigan residents?
You know, I'm not really sure, but that doesn't detract from our primary purpose, which is, again, making sure that everybody knows that they are going to, for the first time in history, have an opportunity to purchase health insurance on October 1st. So we are telling everybody, regardless of their income, regardless of their life circumstances, to go ahead and take a look at the marketplace when it does open for more information.
Now, you rely heavily on volunteers. What has the interest in volunteering been like here in Michigan for Enroll America?
We have a high number of folks across the state from Lansing to Grand Rapids to Detroit that have signed up to canvass with us to host house parties for their family and friends. There's no shortage of people that are more than willing to get involved in our effort. In part, I think because this is unprecedented. You know, we have so many people that come to us with stories of being dropped from their insurance coverage or never having had insurance before, moms worried about sending their kids to the playground to play because they don't have health insurance, and what happens if, you know, there's just an accident. So because I think this impacts so many people, you know, in our families, our communities, folks are really eager to sign up and to volunteer with us to help spread the word.
We're talking with Erin Knott of Enroll America. She is the Michigan director for this campaign to raise awareness about how to navigate the health insurance marketplace beginning October the 1st. Another nuts and bolts question that I'd like to ask. Once somebody picks a policy, is it clear to you what the process is like after that?
Well, once they pick a policy, they will be the insurance will begin on January 1st, 2014.
Right. Okay.
And as it relates to the nuts and bolts, I think that all of us will have a better idea of how this is going to work on October 1st.
Okay. Now, do you have particular target goals? How will you measure the success of your organization's work here in Michigan?
You know, Enroll America back in November of 2012 did a poll and found out that across the country, 78% of the uninsured weren't aware that the marketplace was going to open up. Recently, the Kaiser Family Foundation just did a poll, and they found that that number dropped to 43%. We still have our work cut out to us. So how we measure success will be continuing to educate the public that this is happening, and then again, mobilizing them to take a look at the options when they're made available.
Now, the president of your national organization is quoted as saying your group plans on spending tens of millions of dollars between now and next year, and it's targeting 10 states across the country, most of which are led by Republican governors. Michigan is one of those 10. And those states have also shown hostility toward the Affordable Care Act. It's also been reported that quite a few backers are close to the Obama administration, including the president. What, if any, are your group's political motivations?
I don't think our group has any political motivations. I think our group is passionate about making sure that people will never have to face bankruptcy again, financial ruin, because they have to make a tough decision. Do I go to the emergency room because I'm sick and then I have to purchase a prescription, or do I pay my rent and groceries for my kids that week? That's what our group's interested in, is making sure that people have health insurance so that they and their families are protected.
But a skeptic or a cynic could assert, I mean, as someone, one critic on Breitbart.com calls it a massive voter contact program. Isn't there a dynamic like that that's in play here?
We're not registering people to vote. We're not turning people out to the polls. Again, we are strictly educating people that on October 1st, they are going to have an opportunity to review and purchase health insurance that meets their needs and their family's budget.
We've been talking with Erin Knott. She's the state director for Enroll America. Erin, thank you for joining us to talk about the new changes coming soon in the health insurance landscape.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck.